From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the killers in a California mass murder have been identified. The question now is motive. U.S. authorities continue to try to determine why a man and a woman in their 20s opened fire on a holiday gathering at a social services agency in San Bernardino, California, killing 14 people and wounding 17 others. This rampage, allegedly carried out by Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, ended in a gun battle with police surrounding their vehicle following a chase. Earlier Wednesday, police say Farouk, who works for the local health department, attended a Christmas party at the Inland Regional Center where the shooting occurred. Jared Burguan is the San Bernardino police chief.
This was a meeting, Christmas party type event that was taking place with San Bernardino County employees at the Inland Regional Center. Mr. Farouk is a county employee. He works with his title as an environmental specialist in the public health department, has been employed there for 5 years. He was at the party. He did leave the party early under some circumstances that were described as angry or something of that nature. That is the information that we were following up on when we encountered him back near this residence in Redlands, which led to the pursuit and the officer-involved shooting. And as we've now confirmed, he is one of the deceased.
Police described the shootings as a case of domestic terrorism. The FBI is looking into whether the incident has any ties to any international terror network. President Barack Obama told CBS News that there are steps that can be taken to make Americans safer, adding that officials at every level of government should come together on a bipartisan basis. This is VOA News. British warplanes have begun carrying out airstrikes in Syria just hours after lawmakers in London approved an expanded strategy to defeat the Islamic State group. Royal Air Force Tornado fighter jets took off from a British airbase in Cyprus, struck targets in Syria, and returned safely to the base, according to British defense officials. The defense ministry later said via Twitter that the bombs targeted the IS-controlled Omar oil fields, but provided no assessment of the strike's results. After 10 hours of debate, the British lawmakers Wednesday did approve a request from Prime Minister David Cameron to take part in airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria. South Africa's Supreme Court has convicted double amputee athlete Oscar Pistorius of murder, overturning his earlier conviction of culpable homicide, a less serious charge. The court announced its ruling Thursday in the case against the Olympic star, who was convicted last year of the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The case now goes back to the trial court for it to determine a new sentence. Pistorius had been convicted of culpable homicide, the equivalent of manslaughter, for shooting his girlfriend to death through a bathroom door. Pistorius said he mistook her for a burglar and that the shooting was an accident. He was released from prison in October after serving less than a year of his 5-year term behind bars. Swiss authorities confirmed they have made a new round of arrests at the request of U.S. authorities in the FIFA corruption scandal, some of them at the same Zurich Hotel where the first arrest took place in May. The New York Times first reported Thursday that more than a dozen people were expected to face charges after the latest arrest at the Bar-a-Lac Hotel. The Times reported that several of the officials were from South and Central America and were suspected of involvement in racketeering, money laundering, and fraud. A couple of arrests, we now hear, have been carried out. The report did name Alfredo Hawit of Honduras, president of CONCACAF, the governing body of soccer in North America, Central America, and the Caribbean, and Juan Angel Naput of Paraguay, the president of the South American Soccer's CONMEBOL governing body, as among those arrested. Swiss officials indicate the United States suspects the men of accepting bribes in the millions of dollars. FIFA has commented only that it is aware of the actions taken today by the U.S. Department of Justice. The U.S. and China held high-ranking talks this week aimed at further cooperation in combating cybercrime. The U.S. Justice Department said the two sides did reach agreement on guidelines for requesting assistance on cybercrime or other malicious cyber activity. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.